Wholesalers, welcome to another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Wholesalers, I don't know if you've been out to the website recently and have had a look at the Wholesaler Mastermind Business Builder store. We continue to add new modules, modules about creating and marketing your PVP, modules about how you have more effective email marketing. If you're a bank wholesaler, how to actually do a better branch training. All of this awaits you at wholesalermasterminds.com front page. Scroll down to the green box that says Learn. Check out all of the tools that we're putting together to help you grow your practice. Well, for many of you out there, this guest that we have today will be no stranger. He is a best-selling author, TV commentator, spent a lot of time on CNBC. He's a renowned global investment strategist. He's terrific in front of both public and advisor audiences because I have seen it live. And over the course of, 30-some years, he has worked for some of the largest names in investment management as chief investment strategist, board of directors, vice chairperson. He is Dr. Bob Froelich, and we are delighted to have him on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Dr. Bob, welcome.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So the reason, wholesalers, I asked Dr. Bob on was not for an economic update, which is kind of what you'd expect from Dr. Bob. He was going to rock us through what's going on in the Middle East and the financial cliff ahead of us and all that good stuff. But no, there's a different angle for our discussion today. Dr. Bob, over his years, has had the opportunity to observe countless wholesalers in the field of battle. And when I reached out to him, I said, you know, Dr. Bob, I'd love for you to come on to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio and talk to our listeners about his observations. What's the good, the bad, and the ugly that he's seen in our community of wholesaling? And so I'm so delighted that he's been able to do it because, boy, he's seen hundreds, if not thousands, of wholesalers in action. So, Dr. Bob, I know that there were kind of three areas that were of initial interest to our listeners. And then, of course, wholesalers, he's going to be writing an article for I Carry the Bag magazine. So if you want to get all the good stuff on that, you'll have to subscribe if you're not already at icarrythebag.com. Dr. Bob, tell us what that first one is of those three observations for our listeners here today.
Yeah, well, the one is, I mean, it's so obvious, and every wholesaler knows this, that you have to profile the advisor that you're trying to do business with. But there's two aspects to that profile. There's the business aspect of understanding what that business model is, what they're trying to achieve with that business model. But the other side is the personal profile, to really get to know and understand this person and understand this family and understand what his hobbies are and what his likes are and what his passions are. And you have to develop both sides of that. I will tell you, one of the most embarrassing things, and I remember it like it was yesterday because it was so embarrassing, is a wholesaler that I traveled with that did such a good job profiling the business side of it, but we walk into the advisor's office and he says, oh, you know, how's Billy's baseball team doing? And the advisor looks at him and says, it's Susie, and she plays soccer. We didn't actually close anything in that meeting, the reality is, you can't just do the business side of it. Advisors, they want to do business with people they like, people they know, and so I would urge that even good wholesalers that think they're doing a good job of profiling, I think that they can do a better job at profiling and make sure they dissect that profile to have the business side of the profile and the personal side of the profile, because I think it'll really help drive sales, because at the end of the day, everyone likes to do business with people that they know, people they like, and it really makes you feel good when someone walks into your office and starts telling you things that about your own personal life. It just it resonates with that one-on-one sales environment.
You know, Dr. Bob, we did a study recently with Financial Planning Magazine. We had about 600 advisors answer the survey, and loudly, very loudly, one of the things that came across was the wholesaler that asked that really terminally bad question, which is, tell me about your business. And I know we're going to go to a little offshoot of that in a second, but I want to go back to an observation I made with you when we first said hello on the phone earlier, because I think to the extent that wholesalers are not taking advantage of this particular tool, you might actually be a good voice of experience for them to turn on to the tool. And the tool I'm talking about is LinkedIn. So when you and I got on the phone, I said, Dr. Bob, man, you have been really, really busy on LinkedIn. And what did you say?
I'm addicted. I love it. It's probably one of the greatest pieces of technology that I've used in the last 10 years.
Isn't that crazy, wholesalers? So when we're talking about doing your homework, if you are not a devotee of LinkedIn, if you are not dedicated to LinkedIn, you need to start your homework exploration about advisors there. And when you do your homework exploration of advisors, go deep, okay? I want you to look at the groups that they're engaged in. I want you to look at their personal information if they have filled it in. I want you to look at their prior experience, because all of these give you the nuggets that Dr. Bob is talking about to open up kind of this brilliant opportunity, this flow, this river flow of conversation when you actually do get it right, that it was Susie and it was soccer, not baseball. Then the conversation flow starts to happen. Isn't that right?
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more, because here's the frustrating thing. It's never been easier in our industry to profile your advisor, both from a business and a personal perspective. It's all right out there, and especially the LinkedIn connection. Can you imagine how much value you'd add if you walked into an advisor's office and said, wow, I saw that comment you posted on that discussion group you were in 2 days ago. I couldn't agree with you more. That was an awesome perspective. My gosh, I mean, you know, to be able to do something like that, and it would be easy to do by just looking at the groups that they're already in, and if they do happen to make a comment, make sure you make a note of that the next time you go in. I just think it's a great, great, great approach.
Mm, I of course, could not agree with you more. So one point is making sure we're profiling and profiling correctly, both from business and personal. What's another point in your observations?
You know, and another one is, and everyone knows this, I mean, you've got to be bringing some value-added perspective when you're meeting with advisors. It's not just about the sale, although everyone in management always has, I mean, you got to have the sale. Obviously, the company doesn't go in business. They can't stay in business, but you have to help them drive their business. And I'll tell you the two perspectives within that value add that I've seen work the best is one is always helping them build their brand. So when you're thinking of all these different things that you can possibly do that you would consider value added, one of the screens that I would look at is saying, is this a value added program that I can really show them how it's going to help them build their brand? Because every advisor, from the best advisor to the worst advisors, they finally get it that they are their own brand. I don't care what firm they work for. At the end of the day, they have to figure out a way how to drive their brand. So when you think value-added programs, I would always want to try to make that link. I've got a value-added program or a couple of them that at the end of the day is going to help improve your brand, which in turn will help improve your line of business. So that would be sort of the one subset of the value add. And then the other one is sort of my sweet spot that I spent my whole 30 years in my career, and that is if your firm is giving an economic perspective or an investment perspective, whether they say the market is going up, down, sideways, it's weak, it's strong, you know, invest in China, don't invest in China, I will tell you, if you have that and then can go back to the research that the advisor's firm is doing and just find one area of agreement or two areas of agreement, because the fact of the matter is there's so much group going on. There isn't really that much out in left field innovative thought that's out there. So no matter who you work for as a wholesaler and who you're trying to sell to, I'm willing to bet if you laid side by side their market commentaries or their economic outlooks, you're going to find one or two nuggets that tie it together. And boy, you talk about a value add, because most advisors, they hate to call their client and say, let me tell you what the home office thinks is going to go on with the economy and why we should buy a product because the home office said this is what's going going to happen. But boy, do they love to be able to say, well, yeah, I met with someone from another firm, and here's their perspective. Oh, and by the way, the best and brightest people at our firm, we think the same way. So now all of a sudden we're getting some synergy in this school of thought, and maybe we should look at investing there. So again, it's a value-add perspective, but you have to do the work, and you have to add the value by looking at their piece of research, your piece of research. And boy, if you connect that dot for them, I just think it makes a very, very easy sale for them.
Wholesalers, 2 points that are just like screaming off the page, right? So one is help them build their brand. I'm listening to an Ignites.com interview. A national sales manager is interviewing three RIAs. Three RIAs, completely different firms. They don't work in the same shop. And one of the RIAs says, wholesalers can really help by helping me at what I'm not good at. Wholesalers can really help by helping me at what I'm not good at. So he's probably pretty good at the investment management process because he runs a couple billion dollars worth of money. But at the same time, most advisors are not really good at marketing their brand or perhaps even creating their brand. So that was one point Dr. Bob talked about, is help them build their brand. Boy, that's huge. The second one is also, I think, massively huge because, you know, we talk about all the time being able to speak and be a good student of the business, but being a good student of the business in your own economic outlook is one thing. Tying it back to bring credibility and credence to their firm's economic thoughts is still like big icing on the cake, Bob. That's huge right there.
Yeah, and it gives, and let me tell you this, and the home office loves it too. I mean, think about that, you know, because all of a sudden then it just isn't one view, but it's a couple views tying together those same thoughts. And I just think it gives, it'll give that advisor a little bit more confidence as they're trying to figure out, you know, what types of products are going to be the products that are going to best serve my clients over the next 6 to 12 months.
Awesome. All right, so we've got the value add programs. We've got making sure that we're doing our profiling expertly, both personal and business. What would be the third one?
The third one, as a wholesaler, come on, you've got to give. Don't try to take. And this is probably my single biggest frustration, and I can't even imagine how frustrating it must be to financial advisors, is that, you know, we'll be doing a meeting and afterwards we'll be rocking around, and basically you go into these advisors' office and it's the same story every time. Tell me about your business. Tell me what's working. Tell me what's not working with your book. Tell me what's on your client's mind. Tell me this, tell me that. My gosh, if I was an advisor, I think I'd go crazy with the number of mutual fund wholesalers that would keep coming through every single day wanting me to tell them what's going on with my book of business, my client's mind. You know, the good wholesalers, they get this, and they don't try to take. They give instead, and I'll tell you what they give. When you're a wholesaler, my gosh, you have the one thing that advisors really want, and that is they want to know what all their competitors are doing. And really, it's their competitors within their firm and outside their firms. So to me, instead of, you know, going in and saying, you know, tell me what's on your mind, tell me what's on your client's mind, tell me what you're doing, tell me what you're selling, and I'll see if I can get something to work for you. Instead, it's just, I've been in 50 offices the last 2 weeks, and boy, let me tell you what's going on with all your competitors. Here's what they're doing. They're looking at my product mix, and from my product mix, here's the two things they're selling. Not sure if it interests you or not, but the 50 offices I've been to, they all really like what this is. And instead of you taking something from them, you're just basically saying, I'm going to share with you the due diligence that I'm doing as sort of a sidelight, because that's not what I get paid to do. But at the end of the day, after meeting with all these advisors and all these different offices, I've noticed a common theme. They like these two products that I have because they like it and they're selling it. I thought you might be interested. Whether you want to sell the product or not, you should at least know what all your competitors are pitching out there in the field.
What a great suggestion. Because, of course, wholesalers, you know that you can go out to Wholesaler Masterminds and get the 76 great questions. And Dr. Bob, just so we don't lead people astray, we have told them that they need to profile correctly. So that, of course, means they have to be asking thoughtful and insightful questions. So we're not relieving them of the responsibility or the diligence of asking questions. This is kind of what to weave in as a part of thoughtful questioning. Is that correct?
Absolutely, positively. It's don't lead with that when you're profiling, because all of a sudden you have this discussion and you start this discussion about the offices you've been to, the firms you've been to, what people are selling. It's so easy at that point in time and to be able to say, well, yeah, are you selling any of that? Or, you know, no, your client, your book of business is a little older, so you probably do more fixed income. If I remember, isn't your clientele a little old? So you can get to that, but don't lead with that. Don't expect them to just open everything up to you because you walked in the door.
So, Dr. Bob, I knew when I reached out to you that you would have observations that were insightful and keen. I just didn't realize the well would be that deep, and I don't mean that to be disingenuous. I'm just so delighted with the discussion that we had today, and I thank you for joining us on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio, and I do look forward to your article in the upcoming I Carry the Bad. So once again, thank you for being here.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Wholesalers, come back again for another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.